It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to the Intuition Hour here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. My name is Kat, everyone, and I am so excited to be here with you on this last day of April 2024. It is 11:04 a.m. Eastern Time. How time flies. Sorry, I'm a couple minutes late there. I didn't even realize what time it was, and it's a beautiful day here. So I was, I'm really getting into this Taurus energy, but I can also tell this morning that Mars is getting ready to go into Aries because I have my little, my telescope up, so to speak, but I'm also, I could tell what kind of mood's in the air. So I'm definitely an Aries moon through and through. I am super excited to be with all of you. It's been a little bit on the quiet side, a little on the slow side. This afternoon, we can look forward to a little Aquarius moon energy. And I could definitely tell from the time the sun goes in, is in Aries, to the time the sun goes into Taurus, and then we get into so excited about Mars going into Aries, because that 29 Pisces, although I will say it was an extremely psychic week. I don't know about the rest of you, but definite synchronicity all over the place. So I'm really loving that energy. And I feel really, really strong about the psychic energy right now. So it's super exciting. I do believe that it's more instantaneous than it has been in a long time. I don't know if you're all feeling that Neptune in Pisces at a high. I think it's 28 right now. It's hovering around there. It's super, super psychic. And so I want to say to everyone, I remind you all that you carry such tremendous gifts from within, and do not ignore your intuition or those little nagging things that are talking to you inside, you know. And it's also a great, I think I had a great conversation with C.A. Brooks yesterday or the day before. I think it was yesterday. Time is flying. But I was saying, you know, or we were sharing, I was saying how with Neptune, you know, being such a high degree in Pisces, I was expecting something different. And sometimes, you know, like she said, you know, there's good and bad in every planet or every configuration, whatever it may be, positive and negative. You could definitely feel the healing energy of Neptune. And at least I can. I'm sitting next to Chiron and Saturn. It's very, very interesting how it's just come up in such a positive way. I was expecting a very different, I was a little nervous about it. And it just goes to show you sometimes our thoughts can really take us on some other journey that shouldn't belong, we don't belong on, you know? And I was a little concerned about it. And now coming to it, it's just such a beautiful feeling, really, and a psychic energy that I haven't seen in a while. So it's timely because Thursday night, I am going to come back to 12 Academy and do a little shared space with you all. And I was talking about Neptune at a high degree in Pisces. I was really talking about the God energy and how we can connect the God dots in everything we do. Even from a metaphysical standpoint, you know, it's when I say that this, if everything is encompassed or synchronized and threaded together, we can really take our messages to a deeper level and remember not only bringing in some of what our roots are through what we remember in this lifetime, but perhaps some maybe ancestral roots that we're trying to tap into, or breaking some karmic patterns and changes over the years that we can really for ourselves, change for the future generations, and then come forward with it. And I really, truly love all of that. So I hope that makes sense to you. I feel really strongly that it's going to be something that we could take a tarot card. I'm going to open the room to questions. I'm going to definitely give you all messages. But even finding that energy in every card that we read and we look into, and taking a bit of a different road or spin on it to really, really help us start to heal and truly help us on our journey for more truth. And so we forget when we're going through these moments that when we have certain previous things or maybe triggers from our past, we go through these moments. How do we separate ourselves from it once and for all? How do we move forward when we have these certain moments of bringing back negative experiences? Or I always say, if I get triggered, I'm in very much cut off their head mode, but I'm teasing. No, but I do get like that. Even every now and then something happens and it's just definitely, you know, it still opens my eyes, because sometimes as human beings, we expect others to be like us. And when they're not, and we're naive, or we're growing, you know, we were raised in a different energy. We were all raised in different societies, different experiences, different parents, different grandparents, whatever it may be. When we're like kind of shocked by other people's behaviors, or maybe we're thrown off or really didn't think about that, or when you don't have an agenda and you don't have a negative undertone, or perhaps I want to say manipulating or controlling undertone, when you learn that other people do, it definitely can rock you. And really tapping into something higher, because you don't want to stay at that vibration. You want to raise your vibration to be better than that. You want to raise your vibration to truly, truly understand what it is you are here to do. The more passionate you are about your own life, and I'm not saying to go out there and be selfish in the world by any means. I'm actually quite the opposite. The more passion that you contain within yourself to help other people, the better you will be inside, the more you will be able to give to yourself, and the better you will have in yourself to share. So it's truly this exchange of energy with all of the people that you connect with day to day, and all of the things in your life that you want to do. And sometimes we say, oh, Mars and Aries, we could talk about some selfishness for a minute and embrace it. It's better to really take care of yourselves than to maybe gripe to others. How many of you have wanted to do something for yourself because now is the time ahead, and really haven't done it and have had opportunities to do it, but maybe you're afraid of guilt, maybe you're just in fear, maybe you have some experience that you don't, you know, you don't want judgment, or you're just kind of losing the groundwork around yourself and your own structure, you know. Perhaps you've needed some body work or a medical appointment or something, but you know it's gonna, you know, put somebody on the back burner, or, you know, just start to take care of yourselves, because these are the moments in our lives that occur that really can fuel and feed your relationships as well as yourself. And it really does come full circle, and it interchanges, you know, with one another. So I really am going to press the bit of a selfish energy, and it's okay. And you're all permitted. Okay. And you know, you all hear Mark Husson every week, and for many, many years now. I love that he talks about the Taurus vibe, really sitting and really understanding what it is to absorb and let things come to you. Perhaps feeling like, On the confident side, when you look at confidence in Taurus, it's really just a state of knowing that you deserve something special or you deserve for something to come to you without added effort. And I think we all need a little bit of that from time to time. So I'm going to put that out there today as well. I am coming to the room this morning. I am saying good morning to C.A. Brooks. She is out and about and listening this morning. I want to say hi to Kay Dragon, who's also in the chat room. Good morning, Kay. I love that. Thank you for being here. Kay, too, C-A-N-K, of course, our 1-2-listen psychic advisors. So it's great that you're here and great to connect with all of you. I love this. Good morning to you, 1-2 family. If you're listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page. We're all gathered here. It is titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to come on in at any time. I have to say this out loud. Kat Garner, I am going to talk to you in a minute because I actually wrote your name down it's sitting here on my left side. Your name is written down with a heart over and over again. I scribbled this. I have no idea why. I'm going to rip up my paper when we're finished, but I am noticing that I've been writing your name on this piece of paper over and over again. So there must be something that definitely confirming the psychic connection. Yeah, there is a lot of that. So we're going to chat in a minute, okay? I'm going to go ahead and refresh the room. I want to say good morning to those of you coming on in. I am super excited. I know the class is going to be intimate. It's going to be smaller, I feel, than many of our courses together, because I think that sometimes, you know, the bottom line is we are all in the same universe. We all have different beliefs. We can really find similarities in all of our beliefs and pull them together to really make, how do I want to say this? To deepen connectivity, not only with our own spirit lives, our spiritual connections, but our connections with each other and our humanness, and really learning what makes people tick and what doesn't, you know? Terry Campbell, thank you so, so much. Terry Campbell is also, I didn't see you this morning, and good morning to you as well. Terry is a 1-2-listen psychic astrologer also, as well as CA, and of course, Kay Dragon is our 1-2-listen psychic advisor and channeler, and I'm so happy that you're all here. So I love, we're going to take a peek today, Joni, for sure. Good morning, Laura and Nadine. I'm excited about class. I've had a few notes, and this is another thing. When we put it out there and we ask for confirmation, I almost canceled this class. I was a little shaky about it. And honestly, I woke up to not one, but three little notes this morning that said the timing was great. And I won't give away, of course, who it was. They were private letters, but I'm really, really excited about it. And so again, I think it's going to be small, but I'm really grateful that we're doing it. And I think that'll make us or help us really connect some more dots. And I called it connect the God dots, but it's really connecting everything that we do and everything that we want to bring into our lives in a very, maybe in a place of more ease and a place of increasing our beliefs in something bigger than who we are as humans, because we know what's out there. And let's see what Kat has to say this morning, since she's been first and foremost for some reason. This has been going on for a few days. And Charlene is saying she's been triggered in a positive way. Wonderful past memories. I love that. I know. She says she has Mars, Mercury, and Venus in Aries. And I'm sure you're going to feel that Mars coming in. But when Mars was in Pisces, there's still a lot in Pisces with Neptune, Saturn. I definitely could feel that. And I get very antsy when things are slow with my Aries moon. So I'm sure you go little batty, you know, with all that energy, Mars, Mercury, Venus, I'd be like, ah, come on. And tap, 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 let's move it along. But I felt that. And so, but at the same time, I really embraced that, those psychic experiences that, like Kat is saying now, good morning, definitely confirming the psychic connection. Lots of, I was just thinking of her when I get texts and emails. Also, I agree. I can't believe it's May already. Hoping to get my niche in business nailed down soon. I'm thankful for the messages that I'll be successful. I really do believe this. And I also believe that when we have new energy, babies, we definitely bring in new, it's weird how the babies come at these moments when we're really ready to grow or we're really ready for something new. And they actually show up at sometimes the most unexpected times. And I definitely, that they bring something. They bring a lot of gifts. Let's take a look at a few cards for you this morning. And I love that you're all here. I'm also trying to look at, well, let me just look at Kat first, and I'll get into that in a moment. Time is truly flying this year. When you said, I can't believe it's May already, I'm like, wait a minute, it's not May yet, but really tomorrow it is. So there you go. It's hard to believe Mother's Day is around the corner. All right, Kat, let's take a look at you. All right, here we go. Yeah, you're definitely going on a new journey. And ironically, I was thinking about the Fool card. It's more about getting serious. So you know what's interesting? When we talk about connecting the God dots and some of the things I want to share tomorrow or Thursday night, I really believe that with every tarot card that we see, we think about the Fool card saying, you know, if you let go and let God, if you look at the tarot, if you look at the major arcana, like it's a story of your life, everyone's life cycle has to start somewhere. And we start with a zero. We start with a blank slate coming out of the womb, right? And so if we think we're letting go, so whatever it is you believe in, it doesn't, you know, God encompasses many things, but if you believe in the universe, if you believe in the wall, if you believe in the cupcake, I don't care what it is you believe in, but we all have some kind of belief. It could be nothing. You could believe in nothing. But the bottom line is if we connect the God consciousness in all of the cards, we look at the Fool card saying, you know, you're just coming in. You don't know. You're a naive infant. You know, you're letting go and letting God. And this is what the message is for you, Kat. It's saying, what, you could be a little all over the place right now. You could be not knowing what step to take next. You could be vague. You could be that Neptune in Pisces at 28 degrees right now. You could actually, that may be how you're feeling. You don't really know where to bring it all together and what steps to take one step at a time. But it's okay to have all the balls in the air for now. The outcome, again, now leading from that letting go, letting God, just as you would as a comparison as an infant or a newborn, the outcome is the Magician, and it's a one. So we go into that mode of really doing something through all this vagueness, through all of our confusion, or through all of our misunderstandings with ourselves or not knowing what to do, not knowing what to do next, or where something's coming from. If you're, it's the same for everyone else, Kat. If you all are looking for an experience or a new job, Joni, you, any of these things, how do we achieve this? How do we make the money? The Magician is, it brings money. It brings income. It's Aries energy. It's a number one. Aries is the first house, you know. It brings in the magic to create some physicality around what previously was only a dream or a thought or a feeling or a knowing or a desire to do something. Those, they're rooted now. So the magic of bringing your thoughts to reality is coming to life, and that's what's ahead for you. And I feel like, and it's coming out of a bunch of not knowingness, you know, for lack of better words. But I love what I see, and I feel like you're going to do great. And you're going to manifest. This is the manifestation card of what you're going to do in a physical realm. And I really, truly love it. So think about that fool. Think about that Magician. It is the next step. It's about the outcome bears so much fruit and so much. There's financial gain for you ahead. And so give yourself a little time and know that you're on the right road. And you don't have to know what that road is. Okay. I love that. All right, you, and you be well, and I hope that makes sense. How many of you have had a time where you don't really know? This happened to me once before I met Mark Husson, almost 17 years now, 16 and a half, almost, well, 16 and a half. Yes, I'm counting. I always count. Too much Cancer energy in one human makes us very sentimental on timing, right? But okay, so it's interesting because before that happened, everything was a bit vague. And when I say vague, I mean in that Seven of Cups, not knowing what's next. How many of you have feel like you have balls in the air? You don't really know what's next, but you're kind of, you know, your thoughts could come to one avenue or a path. Then you want to wind up on another journey. Then you're not sure how to get there, but you know what you want, but you don't know how to get it. And we go through all these things of that Piscean, I want to say, energy that I'm going right back to Neptune again because I'm feeling Neptune so very strongly right now. And it's so magical and so healing, you know. At the same time, it can raise your fears. It can cause this little Seven of Cups vagueness or fogginess or daydreaming out the window or procrastination. How many of you have manifested something in procrastinating on accident? Because we underestimate our ability to manifest at any given moment in our lives. And it doesn't have to be taking action. It doesn't have to be taking steps. It doesn't have to be knowing where we're going. That's some of the God dots that we talk about and the connection from within and what God wants in our lives. So the bottom line is, from the Seven of Cups energy, when we're not thinking about something, I didn't, you know, at the time I was like, I do readings in person for the last 2.5 decades. I don't know if I could do them on the phone. And so that's how I felt at the time. I was scared. And so not knowing through those vague moments of my life going, you know, getting my degree again, and or another degree, I should say, getting being a mother of my own children and someone else's, just like life all over the place kind of thing. And one little conversation happened, and then many followed, you know. And so we definitely want to remind ourselves. Good morning, Laura. Thanks so much for being with us today. We want to remind ourselves that in the greatest confusion or the greatest unknowingness, the most amazing things can happen in our lives just as equally as a plan, a structure, a prearranged, you know, goal going after, and physically taking action. It doesn't always have to be go, go, go. Sometimes things just arise. I think some of the most amazing humans that I've connected with along the way come when I'm not looking, or they show up in my life from somebody I knew 20 years ago. And I'm sure many of you know what I'm saying. I'm sure it happens to you all the time. It doesn't happen every day, but things come out of the blue like this. They're blessings in disguise. They just kind of come out of left field. They remind us that we don't have to watch that pot of water waiting for it to boil every day of our lives. And so I definitely feel that many of you know what I'm saying. It's a great reminder. Hello, Alishea. Good morning to you. It's okay. You're allowed to be late. Better late than never. I love it. And I'm going to take a look at Joni, and super excited for all of you to be here. Okay. So fun. And you know, this is a good time of year. I do want to say something about 1-2 Listen. I think the first of the month is always exciting to have a session, because you really get to pinpoint where everything is in the world and your world, and you get to see, okay, well, maybe I should focus on this and not that, or perhaps just calling to let someone listen to you and understand what you're saying, or someone who is unbiased about your life and wants to offer you the best of the best for yourself, or remind you what is the best for you. Also, to connect you in some way with you, to be able to fulfill what it is you're trying to do. Have you ever looked around in your life and realized that everybody is like a foreigner, or you feel like you're on another planet, or you feel alone even though you're surrounded by others? Or, you know, that's really why we're here. We're here to help connect your dots, to help you learn, to help you grow, and truly understand why you go through certain things in your lives along the way, you know? And so I feel that it's really nice to just have somebody listen now and then and try to validate you and help you understand or unravel the layers deep within from somewhere long ago. And I'm learning more and more over time as we grow and spiritually evolve, that we carry so many ancestral things, that energies that we have to break, and perhaps give an opportunity to break the patterns of what the generations before us have done, so we could change it for the future generations. And so I like all of that. And all right, let me see what's happening over here. All right. Joni, I'm gonna take a peek. Kat, tell your husband to chill. Just say, Kat said, take a chill, just chill. Sometimes I like to say, put your hands in the air like you just don't care. Sometimes you just have to be that way. And when you can't find your path, there's something out there that you have to trust in. All right, Joni, let's take a look. Kat, I can really say wholeheartedly that you're going to make more money than he could ever imagine. That's how I feel. You're motivated. I feel like it's just a matter of timing. It's really about not trying too hard either. Sometimes we can try too hard and overstep what we're supposed to be doing, and then we miss the mark or whatever. Sometimes we have to just let it go. I always say don't strangulate a dream or don't strangulate a goal, because if you do, it's just like you're missing something massive, because it doesn't have to always be that. I'm not telling everybody to sit on the couch and eat bonbons either, because I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm not giving you that for guidance. Although you can eat whatever the heck you want right now. But still, I mean, you know what I'm saying. I have to be careful what I say. Not taking it too far. Okay, hold on now. Let me take a look at you, Joni. I'm not forgetting about you. I'm just, I think May is going to be really good for you. I'm going to look at my calendar real quick, my psychic calendar. 17. So there's something about May 17th. Now, I know you're looking. I think that, you know, when we say, oh, attitude doesn't matter. Yes, attitude does matter. And you have a great attitude. So we need to like bring that out too. Okay. All right. Hold on now. As long as you're staying conscious, I think that is key. There is so much unconscious energy on this planet right now, that as long as you're staying conscious, you know, you're going to handle everything that comes your way, no matter what happens. Yeah, I love the Sun and Taurus energy for you, Jimmy. And I do believe, though, yeah, your outcome looks great. I don't feel you're going to start until June for some reason. I do want to say something else. You're carrying this stress, and I can feel it strongly in my neck, my back. Try to release it the best you can. I do believe it's almost like I feel an opportunity coming. Something's going to happen. It's going to be great. And then you may get a little stressed out because you're not sure or whatever. And then it looks good. So this is how I feel like it's going to play out. Now, let me try to get a sign. We have to remember that if we get a little, I feel like this is just a, oh, now I gotta have to go to work, you know, and if we get used to being home, and you have great opportunities coming your way. It actually is gonna start in May, sweetie, and I do believe around the time the Sun is late Taurus, early Gemini, I feel good about that, but they are pointing more closer to the Gemini energy. However, you will learn about this in the Taurus energy. Makes perfect sense, and I do feel that for you. There's something about you, though, right now that, you know, the energy I was just talking about? Like, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do, what steps to take. You're going to be the perfect example of that. It's kind of like a letting go and letting God. Something good is going to come your way. Again, not saying sit on the couch and eat the bonbons, but I definitely feel good about it, about you getting a job. and it's okay if you don't know exactly where you're going right now, okay? That'll change quickly within about 3 weeks or less. I do hope that helps. All right. Pamela, I'm so happy for you. She did go see her brother in the nursing home just to follow up. I'm so glad you went. I know it was so very important to you. And I'm really glad that you approve of his surroundings and stuff. That's great news. Thank you very, very much. Janine, let's take a look at you. Laura, you too. I just saw that. You're going to definitely attract that. Happy birthday, by the way. I feel like your birthday is around. It's coming, or it's just recent, like in the last couple of days or moving forward. But happy birthday to you. Yeah, you have new beginnings also, and it's okay that you don't know right now. It'll be another great example of what happens when we play the fool to the magician. The energy between the fool and the magician is very, very obviously steps we take as humans that we forget about. And that fool card is about maybe taking a risk just to let go. You know, I have, you know, some of us, we don't know how to let go. We don't know how to not do something to do it. We don't know how to get, we don't know how to work less to get it, what we want. We just do. And so we kind of get frustrated. And of course, some of us are intended on, you know, to plan, and some of us aren't. And right now you don't have to plan. But I do believe June is going to be a much, much better time. And you have a couple of opportunities coming, and also a shift of a new beginning or perhaps a new location, something like this. That's going to be good. And I can almost sense that you could have a roommate this time that you don't see yet. Male energy, but very positive energy. So please come back and let us know how that goes, okay? All right, Janine, let's take a look. Should a health concern pop up yesterday? Lots of tests coming up. All right, let's take a look. Lots of earth energy this morning. I could tell we have a little bit of Capricorn moon finishing up, and we have that Taurus energy is so much calmer. So it's kind of silent in a way. Really great time to be able to manifest in silence or meditation. Very much feeds that. Good morning, CA. All right, here we go. Janine, here is, I'm trying to read between the lines. So let's try to look. I'm going to go from the chakras. I'm going to look from the bottom up and go that way first. Oh, I actually feel like you have an ability to heal. No question about it. I pulled three aces in your second, third, and fourth chakra, which are very, very healing. The Ace of Pentacles, the Ace of Cups, and the Ace of Wands, which is a very, very powerful energy for healing. So I do believe in your case, first of all, it's obviously going to work out. Second of all, let me look a little bit in a different way now. But from the bottom layers, it looks like you could definitely heal it. I'm not a doctor. I cannot give medical advice by law, nor do I want to. But I definitely feel like you have an ability from within. This, at a deeper level, this can heal. So now we just have to take care of the other aspects of it. And I love that if you, I feel an opposite sex of the doctor that you have now, because I see one of both, from woman to man or man to woman. And I feel good about that. I also feel, I think your tests will be better than you expect in some way. And if there is anything little there, you'll be okay. Well, let me just take a look in a different way. More on the surface. Locating a cause. Oh, you're going to definitely locate the cause. That would make more sense at a deeper level, okay? All right, hold on now. I tend to lean to I do see another man though. I do see a man that can help you. And don't be mad at me, Janine. Wait, where are you? I also feel like you should see that. I know this is kind of random. A dentist, if you haven't had a cleaning or if you're going for like a little checkup or something like that, they're showing me that as well. I know it's kind of strange, but in any case, I do. Sometimes we ask for one thing, we get something else, okay? But there's something about that as well. So I hope that helps moving forward. If you've had a recent checkup or something, you know, they could have been just picking up that energy, but I definitely feel there's something about it. I know you're okay. No doubt about it. Yeah. She said she thinks mostly second. I got the second too, but they're going to uncover it and you're going to be fine. I'm not saying without a little effort, but in a tune-up, but let's look at it like that. And she's saying second, yeah, that's about, well, they put me in your near your mouth, so that would make also sense, but there's something about that too. So they're showing me a couple different things. I started at the second also, and then the fifth, and the mouth, and your card, so. No, your fifth is lower, so no. I'm more six, maybe five. Maybe five goes to six. I don't know. I feel like you're fine. Just make sure you go. If you haven't seen the dentist, make sure you see the dentist. I don't know why they're saying this. I know nobody wants to hear that from me, but it's a stupid habit. That means something. But I think you're okay in the fifth coming. It'll be better than you think long term. Okay. I hope that helps. Second, I definitely see the strongest. And then they show the mouth, which is so silly, but they do. And I do hope that helps. And please come back and share and let us know how you're doing, okay? Somebody else said, Laura said her birthday is May 17th. That was on my psychic calendar. So happy birthday in advance, but we'll celebrate later in the month. Love that. Laura, I'm so sorry about your allergies. All right, guys, let me just see who. Okay, Laura says she wants to move to the west side. Yeah, you're definitely going to do that. No problem there. All right, let me just see. I feel like I'm missing someone that called to me. Oh, Charlene, where are you? All that Aries. Okay, here we go. Mars, Mercury, Venus. There's something coming. I think you feel like you can't put your finger on something, but something good is coming your way. That's how it feels. And I like it. And I'm definitely going to concur. I see really, really good news on there, on its way. And I also feel super excited about you ahead. Pay attention to your dreaming also. They're going to be giving you some more memories. I don't know if it's floating about, but she's saying past memories may. So tell, you know, come and share if you have any cool dreams. I feel like they're going to start to really come to the surface a little bit for you. And I actually love that. Let me go ahead and refresh. I feel, I don't know, they're showing me a lot of positive, like, love energy. I want to use the word romantic, but then I can kind of broad, like I'm trying to keep it broad, more broad than that, and say really positive news about, and how about anything you're romantic about, like this, okay? Or you love, you know, this kind of thing. I like it. We truly, as humans, can have love affairs with anything or anyone for that matter, but we can go on these. I'm having a massive love affair with my husband, but I'm also having a massive love affair with my plants. And it's definitely a grounding force. But I'm excited every day to visit them in the morning and can't wait to see who's blooming and da da da. I have to make a big family affair out of it. But I love it. And that's my thing right now. So I don't know. Laura, have a wonderful day. Enjoy your dog walk. Thank you for coming by, okay? We appreciate it. Okay, let me just see who's next here and then... and see. I could tell it's a little softer in the air. All right, here we go. I feel like I'm missing someone, so I'm hunting. Maya, you hang in there. I think that letting go message is definitely for you. But I understand also, I think a lot of focus on self-care coming up ahead for you as well, and a connection with someone that maybe you haven't seen in a little while, or perhaps someone even brand new, that definitely brings a new opportunity or a new plan like this for you. Money, financially, like professionally, even a side opportunity. I like that. I also see a connection, like you're attracted to a person that doesn't necessarily have to be romantic, but it could be that you didn't see coming around the bend, that kind of thing. So I really, really like that. All right, everyone. It is a wonderful time. I want to say May Day, May Day. But no, it's a very wonderful time to have a reading over at whentolisten.com. I want to thank Jay Varvel, our producer, for being so wonderful every week and helping me feel safe with all of you. And I'm definitely excited to be with you always. Don't forget class Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific over at 1-2 Academy. I'm going to keep it nice and small so we can really intimately interact and get to the bottom of certain things, or maybe take a little bit of a deeper journey this time from beneath the layers, okay? I'm very, very excited about that, as well as everyone. Please stay tuned for the amazing C.A. Brooks coming up next at the top of the hour on Everyday Astrology. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Terry K. Thanks for being here, everybody, from 1-2. And have a wonderful week, everyone. Lots of love.